what are we going to be able to do to improve current therapy for HIV, or is it really as good as it can be?
I think as far as the effectiveness of stopping the virus from growing and spreading and allowing the immune system to recover and keeping people healthy, therapy is about as good as it can be. Therapy is essentially 100% effective in 100% of people that are able to get the pill and take it every day. The major advances that I think we will see are really in the delivery of those medications, medications that can last for longer periods of time, or perhaps, for instance, an injection or an implantable device that you would get only a few times a year, or at least for some people that need that sort of treatment.
What then is this strategy as for an HIV cure? You use the interesting combination of words of kick and kill. What's that all about?
Well, that's not my term and not my favorite one, but it is quite colorful and descriptive. So current therapy stops the virus in an infected person from being able to grow and spread within the body. But it doesn't eliminate the virus and the infected cells. There are what we call so-called latent reservoirs of cells that contain virus, and if therapy is stopped, if the person goes off medication, the virus can turn on again and start to recreate disease all over again. So this is why people need to maintain a steady adherence to therapy, which is really, for many people that are infected in their 20s or 30s, could be decades and decades of everyday medication. So the idea is to try to eliminate this latent reservoir, this leftover small amount of virus, which is really very rare inside the bodies of people that are HIV infected but on effective treatment. And the challenge is when the virus is in this latent state, it's essentially invisible to the immune system because there are no viral proteins being expressed. An infected cell doesn't look any different than its neighbor, healthy, uninfected cell. And so that's where the kick and kill comes in. The kick is understanding how we can affect the virus inside the cell so that it turns on again and sort of unveils itself, masks itself, and that infected cell then becomes vulnerable. And then the kill is usually an immune kind of intervention to deliver an immune response that recognizes these rare cells, sees them, and clears them.
And you've just been awarded a wonderful NIH grant. The first of these, I guess, was the NIH funding for care in 2011, and now you've been highly successful in getting that program refunded. What's the goal of this current application? Why did you just get $23 million to continue your fantastic research?
Well, we got $23 million because we have a lot of smart people working really hard, and the problem is very difficult. So at the beginning of the program in 2010, 2011, there was really not a whole lot of history to HIV cure research, and so we were really developing the field from scratch, trying to understand more about how the virus remains latent, how to reverse latency and make the latently infected cells vulnerable, how to measure these things, both in the lab and the clinic, because they're very rare, difficult to detect events, and how to model this, both in the tissue culture dish in the lab and in animal models of HIV infection. Over the 5 years, we've made some progress, but all of the parts of the program need further refinement and improvement. But we've now gotten to the point where we're beginning actually the first two clinical trials, clinical experiments, where we're trying to put essentially the kick and the kill together in a patient in a very controlled, careful way, not expecting to actually cure anyone, but trying to actually see if we can measure for the first time chipping away at this reservoir and making it smaller and moving towards the direction of cure. And so our funding for this next five-year period is to essentially keep moving the field forward, both in reversing latency and making infected cells vulnerable, measuring these effects in models and in people, and a new and interesting tool using an antibody that's engineered to be different than a normal antibody, but it has the ability to bind both an infected cell and any immune cell, not just an immune cell that recognizes HIV, but any immune cell that's floating around, and direct that immune cell to kill the infected cell. So these are called DARTs because they are dually active redirecting antibodies.
These grants are typically 5 years long. Where are we going to be in 2021 or 2022?
I hope by that time we will have experiments in animals that show significant clearance of latent infection and perhaps cure in some animal models, and that we will be doing several clinical experiments on the small scale, testing advanced ways to reverse latency and clear latent infection. I expect that once we move forward and start to make some advances, we'll discover some new challenges that we don't know about yet. But we'll just have to deal with them as they come up.
The fun of science.
That's right.